Such was the incredible cruelty that decent men could commit when reduced to a brutish existence in their fight for survival amid the violent death, terror, tension, fatigue, and filth that was the infantryman's war. Our code of conduct toward the enemy differed drastically from that prevailing back at the division CP. The struggle for survival went on day after weary day, night after terrifying night. One remembers vividly the landings and the beachheads, and the details of the first two or three days and nights of a campaign. After that, time lost all meaning. A lull of hours or days seemed but a fleeting instant of heaven-sent tranquility. Lying in a foxhole, sweating out an enemy artillery or mortar barrage, or waiting to dash across open ground under machine gun or artillery fire, defied any concept of time. To the non-combatants and those on the periphery of action, the war meant only boredom or occasional excitement. But to those who entered the meat grinder itself, the war was a netherworld of horror from which escape seemed less and less likely as casualties mounted and the fighting dragged on and on. Time had no meaning. Life had no meaning. The fierce struggle for survival in the abyss of Peleliu eroded the veneer of civilization and made savages of us all. We existed in an environment totally incomprehensible to men behind the lines, service troops and civilians. A trip inside the pillbox by Redifer and Bergen solved the mystery of how some of the occupants had survived the grenades and shell bursts. Bergen shot a soldier inside who was feigning death. Concrete walls partitioned the bunker into compartments connected by small openings. Three or four enemy soldiers occupied each compartment, which had its own firing ports to the outside. Each would have had to be put out of action individually had we not had the help of Womack and his flamethrower. When our gunny came by and saw the results of our encounter with the pillbox he had thought was empty, he looked sheepish. He gazed in amazement at the enemy dead scattered around. We really razzed him about it, or rather, we gave him the nearest thing approaching the razz that we Marine privates dared hand out to the austere personage of Gunnery Sergeant Saunders. I have thought often that Bergen should have been decorated for the fine leadership he exhibited in coordinating and directing the knockout of the pillbox. I'm sure men have been decorated for less.